The Special Events and Features Department of Station WHAS takes you now to a dining room in Canary Cottage, Louisville, for a special broadcast of the ceremonies now being conducted there.
Good evening. This is William P. Bryan speaking. It is indeed an honor for me to be present and to have a part in the proceedings of this auspicious occasion. Those of you who follow the progress of education and its various institutions throughout the land are doubtless already informed concerning the widespread recognition that has been accorded to a comparatively new but most enviable institution, largely through the remarkable exploits of its governing officials. I am referring to that noteworthy seat of academic learning, Pine Ridge University of Pine Ridge, Arkansas. It is customary at certain times of the year for such institutions to confer upon certain worthy individuals honorary degrees commensurate with the services these persons have given in the advancement of the arts and sciences or for the edification of their fellow men. We are gathered together tonight for the conferring of degrees upon a group of outstanding citizens of the city of Louisville and the Commonwealth of Kentucky for distinction in various and sundry fields of endeavor. It had been hoped that the president of Pine Ridge University or some other representative could be present with us in person tonight, but since they cannot attend, it has become the lot of Pine Ridge's loyal alumni to carry on the traditions of their alma mater in this convocation now assembled in honor of our distinguished citizens. However, special arrangements have been made for an address by the president of the university, who will deliver his message briefly by electrical transcription. Gentlemen, it is my honor and my exceeding good fortune to be able to introduce to you at this time one of this nation's outstanding men, a wit, a philosopher, a man of few words but many letters, the president of Pine Ridge University, Dr. Lum Edwards, and of course his able assistant, Dr. Abner Peabody.
Thank goodness that's over. I thought he never would get done talking.
He sure. I reckon they're ready for me now.
When am I going to make my speech long?
Quick as I get down. Ladies and gentlemen.
Just the way I was going to start mine, Dad. Blame it.
Huh?
Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You said that long.
Abner, will you please stay out of this? Just leave me alone.
Well, I come up here to make a speech, too.
I told you, you can make your speech after I get done. Ladies and gentlemen, the heartstrings of memory strike a tender chord as we gathered here today on this momentum occasion.
No, that ain't like mine. Good for me, good.
The Pine Ridge University has decided to select outstanding figures throughout the nation who have made uncommon success in their particular field of endeavor and present them with an honorary degree. It gives me, as president of the university, a sign of pleasure to award these diplomas in recognition of your contribution to society.
Is it time for me to talk yet, Lon?
No, Abner, I ain't done yet.
Oh, talk for 4 hours, they don't stop me.
We're mighty proud of our little college down there, nestled as it is in the foothills of the Washitas in Pine Ridge. Pine Ridge, the town that I love most of all, and in which live the people whom I love most of all. Pine Ridge, the queen city of the Washita. Pine Ridge, the garden spot of Arkansas. Arkansas, the wonder state, the greatest commonwealth of sovereign states, whose star shines out in our old flag like the brightest orb on the most celestial night.
Now, can I talk long? I'm just chomping at the bit.
We hope that you'll cherish these degrees and hang the diplomas in a suspicious place so that it'll be a constant reminder of your obligation to your alma mater.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
May this document, this public evidence of our esteem, inspire you to even greater heights of success, and that Pine Ridge University may bask in your reflected glory. I thank you.
Now, me?
Well, Granny, I'm afraid we ain't got time for you now, ain't we?
You said if I come up here with you, I could make a speech, and I aim to make it.
Wait a minute, they ain't got time for you.
I know that they'll have to take time. Went to all the trouble of learning it by heart and everything.
Go ahead, gentlemen, I'll keep him quiet. Now, come on over here and sit down before I pop you right on top of the head. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Thank you, Dr. Lum Edwards. As we said a few moments ago, we are about to confer upon our leading citizens of this vicinity honorary degrees and diplomas signifying this unusual honor. The ceremonies are being conducted by the members of the Charter Chapter of Pine Ridge Alumni of Louisville, Kentucky, headed by Dr. W. Lee Colson, DRB, FRA, ETC, and Executive Manager of Station WHAS. Dr. Colson, will you present the candidates for honorary degrees?
I shall consider it an honor, Dr. Bryan. Unbeknownst to themselves, these gentlemen have been chosen for reasons that will become obvious as their degrees are made public.
Excellent, Dr. Coulson. By the way, just how did you get your degree?
You weren't supposed to ask me that. Follow your script, Bill, will you?
All right.
Where is the first candidate? Coming up, Dr. Bryan, the Honorable A.B. Happy Chandler, Governor of the State of Kentucky.
Dr. Chandler, for your distinction in the field of state government, and on behalf of Dr. Lum Edwards and Dr. Abner Peabody, it is my privilege and pleasure to bestow upon you this degree of Doctor of Political Science, and to grant you this diploma signifying your degree with all the rights and privileges appertaining thereunto.
Thank you very much, Bill Bryan. I have listened carefully to the instructions, and I promise to hang it in a suspicious place. And I want to tell you it gives me a sight of pleasure to become a doctor in Pine Ridge University. I'm glad you gave me the rights and privileges that appertain thereto, because without that, they tell me they aren't much real value. I remember once when a young fellow was about to get married down in our town, and it was about just the size of Pine Ridge, that the preacher was saying the words, and he got to the words, "With this ring I thee wed, and with all my earthly goods I thee endow." And the fellow standing next to the boy says, "There goes that boy's bicycle, isn't he in a harbor?"
Well, Dr. Chandler, I would like to ask you one thing. I understand you are a personal friend of Dr. Love and Dr. Abner. Could you tell us just something about them?
Well, Dr. Lum and Dr. Abner almost always come to the Kentucky Derby, and we've visited with them each year upon those occasions. I think they have a horse apiece. I don't recall that either of Dr. Lum's or Dr. Abner's horse ever having won a real race, but they keep trying. And I think they went into the horse business entertaining the hope that someday they could stand in the winner's circle in Kentucky.
Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Chandler, for coming over to our microphone.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bryan.
Now, our next degree goes to an honorable gentleman who is noted for his distinction in the field of city government. Upon Joseph D. Schultz, mayor of the city of Louisville, we confer the degree of Doctor of Civic Affairs. Dr. Schultz, here is your diploma, and with it, that mythical key to the city so often presented by you to visitors to the city you so wisely govern.
Thank you, Dr. Bryan. I'm appreciative of the honor which is being bestowed upon me. I appreciate the diploma because, frankly, this is the first diploma that I've ever received. Now, the degree which goes with it, the Doctor of Civic Affairs, I think that can be construed in several ways. Now, exactly what sort of affairs are civic affairs?
Well, I was going to ask you just how many affairs you have had, but I thought that was unwise.
Well, I consider it quite a compliment to even be suspected of having any affairs at my age. But I do appreciate the key. There's one thing I'd like to ask of you. I've gone to a great deal of expense in providing these golden keys to be given to the various visiting firemen that come to our city. And I just want to know which one of those firemen thought so little of the key so as to give it back to you to give to me.
Well, of course, that's something we can't tell on such an auspicious occasion.
Well, I'm glad to get the key because it represents an investment of 15 cents. And being budget-minded and the city being in the circumstances which it is financially, I'm always glad to get any small contribution.
Well, thank you, Dr. Schultz, and I only hope that key finds its way back to my pocket.
Thank you, Dr. Bryan.
Now, Dr. Coulson, upon whom is our next degree to be conferred? Pine Ridge University could think of no one more fitting to receive this honor than the president of our own university, the University of Louisville. And so, may I present Dr. Raymond A. Kent. Dr. Kent, as one who is noted for his services to education in recognition of the many degrees conferred by you upon our citizens, so do we confer upon you this diploma and degree, elevating you to the rank of Doctor of Degree Dispensing, with any rights and privileges you are able to draw therefrom.
Thank you, Dr. Bryan. I have seen many, many degrees conferred during the period that I have been active in the profession of education. There are degrees which are given because they are earned. That is, earned by work. There are degrees which are given because they are earned by gifts of money. There are degrees which are bought. and thereby earned by the shekels that pass from one hand to another. But this degree has a distinction which sets itself off from any other degree that I have ever known. I accept it with pleasure and hope someday to have the honor, in addition to being with the company that is so distinguished today, to meet the president of Pine Ridge University.
Thank you, Dr. Kent. And I'm sure you recognize the fact that yours is unusual tonight because yours is the third degree. Now, next to receive a degree in the representative is a representative of an outstanding leader in the commerce of our city. We take pleasure in conferring the degree of Doctor of Barter upon E.J. O'Brien, president of the Louisville Board of Trade. Now, representing Dr. O'Brien, who is absent from our gathering tonight, is Board of Trade Secretary William Morrow.
On account of the unavoidable absence of Dr. E.J. O'Brien, it is my happy privilege at this time to receive this degree, which I assure you will be carefully cherished and turned over to him. And I'm sure that in the little log cabin in the adjacent to the tobacco patch, this degree will find a place of honor on the wall.
Thank you, Mr. Morrow. Now, equally active in our civic affairs is that organization so prominent in this city, the Louisville Junior Board of Trade. And so we call upon its duly elected president, Shirley Lawrence, granting him a similar degree as that just conferred, Doctor of Barter. Dr. Lawrence, it is indeed a pleasure to confer upon you this honor.
Thank you, Dr. Bryan. It is indeed a pleasure to receive this honor. I'm really at a loss to say and to express my feelings. I'll have you to understand that I certainly appreciate this honor that's extended me by Pine Ridge University. I shall do everything in my power to justify this honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. Now, due to other commitments, we are unable to bring you the completion of these ceremonies, but quickly we offer you a list of those receiving honorary degrees from Pine Ridge University. Mark Beecham, for distinction in justice. He is conferred the degree of Doctor of Arbitration. John R. Downing, president of the Citizens Union National Bank, for distinction in finance, Doctor of Money Matters. Ralph Gifford, president of the First National Bank, for distinction in banking and finance. And he is given the degree Doctor of Money Matters. Henry Haffendorfer, president of the Kentucky Pharmaceutical Association, who has achieved recognition in the field of names we can't pronounce. We confer upon him Doctor of Drugs. Ben Kilgore, secretary of the Kentucky Farm Bureau, for distinction in the field of agriculture. We confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Farm Advancement. And now, much as we regret it, our broadcast must be concluded. However, the festivities will continue at this gathering of the alumni and holders of these honorary degrees granted by Pine Ridge University at the direction and instigation of its president, Dr. Lum Edwards, and its secretary, Dr. Abner Peabody. It is the wish of us all that you will note the exploits and deeds of those from whom degrees have been conferred tonight, as well as all those connected with that not so ancient, though nonetheless honorable institution, Pine Ridge University. Gentlemen, I thank you, and this is Dr. William P. Bryan speaking, and returning you to the main studios of WHAS, the Courier Journal and Times Station in the city of Louisville, Kentucky.